Crawfish.
Yeah. You ever heard that company thing says crawfish?
Crayfish. But around here we call them crawfish.
Ask you about some different insects. You know, at night, sometimes you'll see these insects flying around a light.
Moths.
Is that the... I guess that's the same thing that will eat holes in your clothes?
Mm-hmm.
What about this insect that you might see flying around at night, you know, blinking on and off?
Fireflies, but that's not what we call them. Lightning bugs.
Or what about this insect that you find it around water a good bit? It has a long, slender body and a couple of pairs of transparent wings. And, you know, sometimes it'll light on your pole and you have to...
Right. Dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
Witch doctor.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Snake doctor. Snake doctor. That's right.
Ever heard people... You have any idea why they call it a snake doctor?
Have no idea.
Somebody gave me an explanation for that just a few days ago.
He said, you're supposed to kill all the snake doctors you see because that's what they do. They'll make a sick snake well.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's what he told me. So they'll make an injured snake well, so you ought to kill all the snake doctors that you see. That's the first explanation.
That is marvelous. I've never heard that. In fact, I haven't really heard them called snake doctors in years. Mm-hmm. And it just came to me. Mm-hmm. You know, just, and I said, witch doctor, then snake doctor.
Ever heard those things called mosquito hawks around here?
Mm-mm.
What about some insects around here that will sting?
Bees, wasps, mosquitoes. Because they don't really sting.
Yeah, what about these things that make this great big paper nest up in a tree?
Dirt daubers. Oh, wasps?
Most
dirt daubers used to have the little mud things.
Yeah. I usually think of the wasps as...
Yellow jackets.
Yellow jackets. Some of these are kind of... They really give a bad sting if they get after you. Hornets? Have those right here? Just not sure.
If there's any difference between a hornet and a yellow jacket and a wasp, I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, what about, have you ever heard of any type of little insect that might burrow up under your skin, make it itch?
Chiggers?
Yeah. Is that the same thing as what some people call red bugs?
Uh-huh.
What about some different types of snakes that you know?
Water moccasins and copperheads, every kind of baddie you can think of, we've got it. Yeah. Of course, we've got green snakes and cotton, did I say cotton mouse? And rattlesnakes.
You have a little coral snake out here?
I think so. I've never seen one myself.
You ever heard people mention king snakes?
Mm-hmm.
What about these insects that you see hopping around your yard, some of them green, some of them black.
Grasshoppers?
You ever heard those called anything else?
Yeah, I have. Let's see what. Mostly grasshoppers.
You know, when we were talking about woodpeckers, you said you had heard people call them pepperwood. You ever heard hoppergrass?
Mm-mm.
I've heard that. These things that will sometimes collect in the corners of your ceiling, you know, you might have
spiders?
Is that, you know, you just have to brush it out with something or other? Is that what you call it? Just, you know, it's this filmy stuff?
The spider webs?
Yeah. You ever heard that call that thing?
Cobweb.
Now, is that the same thing as what you might see outside, say, strung between bushes or something like that?